Joining us now to help us sort through some of this new research is Marion Nessel. She's chair of the Department of Nutrition and Food Studies at New York University. So, Professor Nessel, is this the answer, brown rice and tofu all around?
Well, I don't think it's going to be the answer for a lot of people, but it seems to me that the new evidence confirms what we've already known, which is that largely plant-based diets are what's healthy, as long as they're balanced in calories. And, of course, that's what the original Department of Agriculture was trying to say all along, but it didn't do it very well.
Why didn't it do it very well? What did it do wrong?
Well, I think that in the 1980s, when the research on the pyramid first started, the message was fat, fat, fat. And so without really thinking about the whole dietary context, I and lots of other people identified fat as the big culprit, when what we really should have done is talk about calories.
Now, in this latest research, they're talking about things like brown rice, not exactly a low-carbohydrate food. So they're not saying don't eat carbohydrates. What are they saying?
Well, they're saying don't eat refined carbohydrates, which means largely sugar, because, or corn sweeteners or whatever form sugar comes in, because those are carbohydrates that don't have any nutrients attached to them. Nobody's complaining about the carbohydrates that are in apples or peaches or carrots or any other kind of fruit or vegetable, because those come with fiber, antioxidant nutrients, and lots of really good things that everybody ought to be eating.
What about pasta, which has become a staple of the American diet? And a lot of people, in fact, probably have used the food pyramid to justify eating mounds and mounds of spaghetti and pasta.
Well, right. I think what's happened is that people have forgotten what portion sizes are about. And it's because there's so many political reasons for producing large portions, because the cost of food itself is very cheap in this country. It's the labor and the packaging that costs a lot. It encourages manufacturers and restaurants to produce food in larger and larger portions. And, of course, we love that. It's such a bargain.
You know, so many different studies, so much different research comes out, which ultimately ends up confusing people. Like, for instance, with this study now, what are people going to think about fats? Are they going to turn now, feel they can turn, for instance, to the Atkins diet, which recommends very high fats and very few carbohydrates in the diet? Is that the way to go?
Well, of course, that's not at all what Dr. Willett and his colleagues are proposing. And the basic principles have never changed. You know, eat less, move more, and eat more fruits and vegetables. That's always been the best advice that anybody could possibly follow.
So what do you think the future is for the food pyramid?
Well, the pyramid will have to be adjusted to accommodate all of these new things. For me, it's almost impossible to think how one graphic design can illustrate a dietary pattern that's appropriate for everybody and every cultural tradition and everybody's special dietary preferences. The strength of the pyramid, and the reason why I still think it has merits, and I wouldn't want those merits to disappear in any revision, is that it clearly indicates that it's better to eat some foods than it is to eat others, and that you should be eating more of plant foods than meat and dairy products and foods that are processed up at the top, what I call top of the pyramid foods. I'm hoping that if there are any adjustments, they will emphasize fruits, vegetables, and whole grains and have somebody running up the pyramid to indicate how important physical activity is.
Thanks so much, Professor Nessel.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
Marion Nessel is chair of the Department of Nutrition and Food Studies at New York University. For more about nutrition guidelines, go to our website, npr.org.